Yeah, there are, especially now with the recent elections, both in New York City and elsewhere. To take New York as a whole, you know, we've been around the state quite a bit over the last number of years, from Buffalo over into Rochester and Syracuse, down into the southern tier. We've been up into the North Country. We've been into the Hudson Valley and the Capital Region. We've spent time out in Long Island, and of course, all over here in New York City. And a lot of that, of course, was done as part of our project with the New York Academy of Medicine, working on the Blueprint report that we published earlier this year, where we talked to over 500 New Yorkers all over the state, asking them, what do you think New York's drug policies should look like? What do you think we should do? But in addition to that, we've spent quite a bit of time in many of these places working on issues around overdose prevention and fixing our marijuana policies and sentencing reform and so forth. And I think it's fair to say that New Yorkers that we've talked with, whether they're in Buffalo or they're in Brighton Beach, you know, whether they're in Rochester or out in Suffolk County, are very frustrated with the lack of action in Albany. You know, the dysfunction that we've seen in Albany has been enormously damaging to the people of New York, let alone frustrating. I mean, most recently, our efforts to try to fix the state's marijuana possession law. Here is a proposal that is supported by law enforcement. I mean, the governor, you know, took this on to his credit. He took this on and said he was going to work on getting this thing fixed. You know, had the backing of many prominent officials around the state, and we couldn't get it through the state Senate. You know, as many good ideas go to die in the state Senate right now. And so there's a great deal of frustration that very common sense solutions are stuck as a result of the political infighting in Albany and oftentimes the backwardness that we see in that place. And therefore, there's a great deal of hunger to be able to do something locally. Because if Albany won't act, well, then what can we do here locally? And that energy we've seen all over. And so in New York City, with New York City getting a mayor we're getting a new mayor for the first time in 12 years, there's a great deal of energy and enthusiasm about this. And we think it's a new opportunity for us to engage with these questions. Now, the blueprint that we published with the Academy of Medicine has very specific recommendations for the city of New York on how the city could move forward to develop a coordinated drug strategy or a municipal-based drug strategy. And we're working now with folks around the city to try to advance some of those ideas. And we're optimistic that the de Blasio administration will take a look at this issue around drugs and drug policy and take into account that there's much better ways that we can address it that don't require us to go through Albany or through Congress. So we're optimistic there. In other jurisdictions across the state, there's a great deal of enthusiasm and I think a lot of opportunity to engage with this issue. I was recently at a meeting about different approaches to law enforcement and drug law enforcement at the local level. And the top law enforcement officials from the county and city of Albany were all there, the sheriff, the police chief, the district attorney. They're ready for new approaches. They want new ideas. They're hungry for a new paradigm. And to the extent that we're ready to advance one, I think there's going to be a great deal of receptivity. Most of the cities that exist in the state of New York don't have anything close to what could be called the drug strategy. Rochester, Syracuse, Buffalo, Albany, New York City, Yonkers, you know, we could go on and on, Binghamton, Newburgh. I mean, nobody appears to have a coordinated drug strategy. And what that means is that for the most part, we're operating in most of these municipalities in a paradigm that is now increasingly viewed as old and ineffective, the paradigm of the war on drugs. Even the Attorney General, Eric Holder, and President Obama have acknowledged that the war on drugs has failed and that it's led to mass incarceration and racial disparities, and it's not the right way to deal with these problems and that we need a health-based approach. Even though they recognize that, we have not yet seen the full shift towards towards that direction. And certainly in Albany, we may not see that shift for some time. So it's going to probably fall upon the cities themselves to address this problem in a new way. And to be fair, the cities are far more capable of doing so because they can move more swiftly and with greater dexterity than can the state government. And as we're seeing with issues not just here in New York but around the world, cities are increasingly taking on some of the most pressing problems that we're facing in the 21st century, from climate change to issues related to economic development, to education, to law enforcement issues. Cities are really leading the way here, and that's not true not just here in the United States but around the world. And so we're deeply optimistic about the opportunities here, and we have a lot we can learn from our neighbors in the north, in Toronto and Vancouver, and folks out in Europe. I mean, there's been an outpouring of support when we've reached out to many of those stakeholders in those jurisdictions and said, hey, we're thinking through potentially a municipal-based drug strategy here in New York, and we could really use some help. And we've gotten a really, really warm response by folks in Canada and Europe saying, we can help. We've learned a lot. We've been doing this for a long time. You don't have to repeat our mistakes. And so now what we're looking for is local leadership who will take this on. And we've seen some of that leadership emerge in Albany. We're pleased to see some of it begin to emerge in places like Buffalo. And we're hopeful that we'll see it emerge here in the city of New York. People like Council Member Melissa Mark Viverito has been a real leader on these types of issues, and we believe could help lead us into a new era on drug policy at the city level.